Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday, pushing to get more aid into Gaza while urging Hamas to accept a deal that would halt fighting and bring some hostages home from the enclave. Blinken said it's time for a ceasefire in Gaza.
We're determined to get a ceasefire that brings the hostages home and to get it now. And the only reason that wouldn't be achieved is because of Hamas. There is a proposal on the table, and as we've said, no delays, no excuses. The time is now, and the time is now long past due to bring the hostages home to their families.
Israel is the final stop on Blinken's Middle East tour, his seventh visit to the region, which was plunged into conflict on October 7th when Hamas attacked southern Israel. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war are roiling college and university campuses across America. At a news conference, New York City Police Commissioner Edward Caban says Columbia University and City College requested they move in and break up the protests.
At both schools' requests, the NYPD enter the campuses and remove protesters who refused to leave the area. Approximately 300 arrests were made, with preliminary charges ranging from trespass to criminal mischief to burglary.
Floods and landslides across Kenya have killed 179 people since March, with hundreds of thousands forced to leave their homes, the government said on Wednesday, as dozens more were killed in neighboring Tanzania and Burundi. You can follow the Voice of America on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X. This is VOA News. A controversial abortion law has gone into effect in the U.S. state of Florida, dropping the state's 15-week ban to a 6-week ban. Now, after 6 weeks of pregnancy, the procedure will be illegal. Dr. Lee Roberts is a reproductive endocrinologist and fertility specialist. She says doctors in Florida are being told that even with a non-viable pregnancy, they have to wait until the mother is septic before they can intervene and remove the fetus.
These laws are being written by people who don't really understand medical care, and so they're affecting a larger swath of the population than what they're meant to be affecting. So we're seeing patients who have highly desired pregnancies that are incompatible with life that are unable to access the care they need.
A prominent Chinese scientist has been allowed back in his lab. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The first scientist to publish a sequence of the COVID-19 virus in China says he's been allowed back into work after days of protests. Zhang Yongzhen posted online early Wednesday that authorities had tentatively agreed to allow him and his team to return to his lab and continue their research for now. Zhang had been staging a sit-in protest outside the lab since the weekend after he and his team were suddenly notified they had to leave it, a sign of Beijing's continuing pressure on scientists conducting research on the coronavirus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Philippines on Wednesday accused China's Coast Guard of elevating tensions in the South China Sea after two vessels suffered damage from water cannon use by Beijing, an official said. Philippine officials have said a Coast Guard ship and a fisheries vessel were damaged when Chinese Coast Guard vessels fired water cannons at them while on their way to the disputed Scarborough Shoal to help Filipino fishermen at sea. Georgian lawmakers tussled in parliament on Wednesday as lawmakers resumed debating the second reading of a bill on foreign agents that has sparked weeks of protests and a violent police crackdown on Tuesday. Georgian television showed a commotion in the chamber. One pro-government deputy was seen throwing a book at opposition legislators, while others shouted and physically confronted opponents. The foreign agent bill has prompted an upsurge of violence in Georgia's parliament, which is often rowdy. And Russia's defense minister Wednesday ordered a hike in weapons production and said deliveries needed to be faster for the war in Ukraine. For more stories, visit us online. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.